prayer, just some thoughts here on sex, a topic which makes some people shudder even by the mentioning of the word. And we understand it from from the Bhagavad Purana, for instance, the ancient wisdom from India, and I guess elsewhere, but that's the one I know about the best. That this world we're in can be compared to a reflection, a mirror reflection, and you know, a tree reflected in a surface of water. Perverted reflection is the word sometimes used. If we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, for instance. Now, what is sex here, then? And what is it a reflection of? Well, first of all, what are things here, and in which way are they reflecting what's on the actual, the actual tree up there? Well, I'm talking now Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Purana, teachings that I can give verse references to if you want. But it's about that worldview, that cosmology, that, yes, at the very top, so to speak, picture it like, if you know these older pictures of the cosmos that you find from elder Christianity, and which are kind of, they share similarities to the Eastern imagery, and also that from the Americas and so on. That's what I'm studying and writing about in my book. Maybe this is in the book. Did I make this prayer? Yeah, probably I did. So yeah, that means that on top of existence, the very most beautiful, sweetest core is the love between Radha and Krishna, simply spoken. And that this love expands unlimitedly also in all of us who can also have that love, taste that sweet love in relationships between all of us. And then, of course, at the same time, between me and Krishna, who is Radha Krishna, who are there themselves, and as well as all of us, simultaneous oneness and difference, achintya bheda bheda tattva. Well, anyway, that's the Siddhanta that this channel rests upon, in case you wondered.